Stephen Donziger goes back into monitored custody, despite little understanding why. To get y'all up to speed here, Stephen Donziger is an attorney who represented an indigenous group in Ecuador on a court case against Chevron for their heavy pollution there and making an entire river completely polluted. In 2011, Donziger won a landmark case against Chevron for that river, where the company was awarded by the judge $9.5 billion in damages. Chevron, in response, pulled its assets out of Ecuador and is no longer working there in a response. And in further response, took legal action against Donziger, who represented an indigenous group in this court case. Not long after the court case was ended, in 2011, Chevron filed a RICO case against Donziger. Now, a RICO case is for something that's for fraud, racketeering, or bribery. It's often heard when it's being done against mobs, for example. The case was eventually heard, and the judge determined that the ruling of Ecuador courts could not be enforced in the U.S. But as a result of this case, Donziger was disbarred from practicing law in 2018. Then in 2019, Donziger was put under house arrest while awaiting trial for contempt of court. Now, the contempt of court is kind of hilarious here, because he refused to hand over electronic devices to Chevron's forensic teams, which should be an incomplete law of the Bill of Rights with self-incrimination, let alone the fact that you have to turn over your electronic devices to a company that's trying to sue you. Then in last July, in 2021, Donziger was found guilty of contempt of court and sentenced to 6 months of jail, which he served. Worth noting in all this, there's 29 Nobel laureates that describe the actions taken by Chevron against Donziger as, quote, judicial harassment. Well, as of January of this year, Donziger was free of his ankle bracelet, which was put on him for house arrest, as well as released from prison. So we completely thought, or so he thought, that he was going to be free. However, he was recently forced to move from his home into a halfway house in which he could be put under supervision until he was off of parole. He's still fighting this, and as of recording, he was still going back and forth with the halfway home. And in this long stream of bullshit claims against him, should it show us all one thing. If you have enough money, you can make a criminal. Thank you for listening. If you like this episode, please hit that subscribe or follow button. Also, if you'd like to find more episodes like this or check out the long form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.